KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny in the mid 80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 63. For Friday and Saturday, we'll continue with sunny skies. Right now, it's 79.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Feedlots are only a few weeks away from being current on fed cattle supplies, according to Dr. Daryl Peel, livestock market economist at Oklahoma State University.
In the near term, yes. I think we've moved a lot of cattle. The marketings in the last two cattle on feed reports have been very impressive. We really saw the peak in about February, and since then we've pulled them down, and we know that the numbers in general have been coming down. We're trying to work through this current pipeline of cattle. We got delayed because of the pandemic last year, and that's what really set up the problems we've had all this year. But we're close.
Well, as the markets sort out the numbers, USDA and politicians ramping up efforts to expand packer capacity and strengthen the Packers and Stockyards Act.
There's an awful lot of political motion out there right now to do something, and it really reflects the turmoil that we've been in for really about 2 years and the producer discontent that's out there, but it's being translated into some of these political initiatives. In the short run, I think we're going to fix our immediate problem because cattle numbers are going to drop back below the current capacity here again in a matter of weeks. We may be almost there right now, but it's not quite clear yet. But longer term, the potential for the industry to grow will depend on some long-term investment in infrastructure. And we're kind of at the point for the first time in many, many years when the industry really needs to think about that.
That's Oklahoma State's Dr. Daryl Peel. That's Ag News. I'm Ken Rogers. And House Republicans are appealing to the Biden administration to review the potential impact on small businesses of any revisions of the Waters of the U.S. rule that defines the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act. In a letter to EPA and the Army Corps, Republicans in the House Small Business Committee called the agency to consider the requirements of the Regulatory Flexibility Act and the post-pandemic situation of small businesses when reviewing the CWA and potential revisions to its regulations. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has released a new report looking at how COVID-19 has impacted death trends across the state of Kansas for the year of 2020. As KWCH News reports that last year, Kansas saw more than 31,000 deaths, which was an increase of over 3,800 compared to 2019. And the report says that the majority of those increases were COVID-19 related.
3,331 more deaths in the last third of 2020 than 2019. And COVID-19 accounted for 78%.
That was Macy Smith at the Kansas Legislative Division of Post Audit on KWCH News. But some state Republican legislators say they are pushing for a secondary review of these statistics to get more information about how doctors and medical examiners have concluded that the COVID-19 virus was the underlying cause of the increase in death, as they say they're concerned about some of the misrepresentation of the numbers from the Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
A 14-year-old girl from Atlanta, Kansas, has become the Reserve Junior High World Champion Girls Breakaway Roper at the high-profile contest in Des Moines, Iowa, at the Junior High Rodeo World Championship. KWCH News reports that Bailey Barker was also the Junior High Kansas State Champion in girls breakaway roping for the past season and says that rodeo runs in the family.
My mom ropes. My dad will ride a horse. He ropes every now and then. My uncle, he lives right down the road. He ropes. And I have a few friends that have kind of just got me into it, kept me going. But yeah, I have fun with it. I just kind of do it.
In other news, Kansas lottery players will now have extra chances throughout the week to win millions of dollars. As KWCH News reports that starting on August 23rd, Powerball drawings will expand to three nights a week, with a Monday night drawing that will be added to the current Wednesday and Saturday night draws. Players have up until 8:59 p.m. Central Time on draw days to purchase tickets. Tickets are $2 a play, and jackpots start at $20 million. Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, good Wednesday. Police in eastern Nebraska say DNA found on an umbrella could place the last known whereabouts of an autistic boy missing for 6 weeks near his home in La Vista. Police Chief Bob Loston says the DNA of 12-year-old Ryan Larson has been confirmed on an umbrella that the boy carried May 17th, the day he disappeared. The umbrella was found on the grounds of the La Vista Apartments where Ryan lives and turned over to police 3 or 4 days after his disappearance. The boy's been missing since walking out of his elementary school during classes on May 17th. An intercontinental ballistic missile force based in southeastern Wyoming has a new commander. Colonel Catherine Barrington took command of the 90th Missile Wing at F.E. Warren Air Force Base in Cheyenne on Monday. It's her third assignment to F.E. Warren, which oversees 150 Minuteman missiles in silos in Wyoming, Colorado, and Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber presented an update on cost share programs, including an impact study on the 17th Street extension in the current industrial park, showing tax returns and increased valuation since the development. Council appeared reluctant to address her request to sign off on a grant application for a street extension to another industrial park, proposed north of Subway and CanEquip. Barber spoke of potential business that has indicated interest in locating if incentives were available, and went on asking council to consider options for downtown empty space when the buildings are removed along a section in the 600 block of Broadway. She offered to explore options for incentivizing renovation of downtown housing, particularly in second floor applications to existing buildings. Planning and Zoning met June 10th at the council request to consider a recommendation regarding placement of intermodal storage containers within city limits. It was reported that after much discussion, they suggested the current moratorium remain in place and not allow placement of any additional containers within city limits. Primary concerns were they do not fit appropriately in residential settings. Area zone commercial but adjacent to residences could also be concern. Multiple what-ifs were presented by council during discussion, with points that if well-maintained, they may serve a purpose. The prospect of utilizing these as housing construction was also considered. No action was taken with consensus to further review options regarding regulation and return to the matter at a later date. Approval was given for economic assistance to Phil Coarst for removal of a house at 305 North 2nd Street, which is beyond repair. A representative from BG Consultants continued a presentation on options for extending the city lagoon system, which is targeted by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment for improvements by late 2023. Usage rates, future options, and expansion possibilities were addressed. Variable costs were a concern expressed by Terry Hughes, with recent substantial raises to material and construction costs. Preliminary costs provided were estimates based on multiple year averages. Final cost would not be determined until further in the process. A reference to some $4 and $4.5 million total project cost was mentioned. Potential impact on city budget and user fees were covered briefly, as well as funding options. $600,000 in CDBG grant funding is a possibility, as well as a low-cost loan grant program that may also fund up to $1 million if approved. City Administrator presented bids for demolition of multiple properties owned by the city, including four business buildings in the 600 block of Broadway, as well as two houses near the city shops. Inline Construction was low bid at $74,500. Cruzy Dozer Service was low bid on nuisance properties at 205 North 10th and 1205 Carolina at $38,000. Approval was given for the first set of bids on the downtown buildings, which the city currently owns, with council consensus to reconsider the options on demolishing the nuisance properties, which the city does not own. Concern with spending additional taxpayer dollars that may or may not be recovered. A part-time service aide for the police department was presented on an as-needed basis to allow full-time officers additional flexibility. Reserve officer support has been cut recently due to regulation changes. A suggested pay range was $15.22 per hour, which is less than full-time officer wages. To be considered part-time, the post would work less than 1,000 hours annually. Approval was given on a 7-1 vote, with Terry Hughes voting no. A budget workshop is planned June 30th at 6 p.m. Councilmember Diane Schroeder asked about a program to require rental property inspections. Review of the minimum housing code was suggested by the city attorney. The matter was referred after discussion to an ad hoc 3-member council committee established to look at options. Discharge hours for fireworks were extended to from 10 p.m. until midnight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That passed on a 6-2 vote. Mobby Pippia was approved for appointment to the tree board. A 4-4 tie vote on a resolution was passed, with the mayor voting in favor of a draft by the city attorney, correcting technical errors in a previous ordinance adopted relating to the appointment of city officers by the mayor and providing for a procedure of appointing and considering mayoral appointments. Laverne Allerholligan, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Laverne Allerholligan.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have this frontal boundary across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest that will still bring scattered showers and thunderstorms across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest for this Wednesday. Some areas lingering into tonight and into tomorrow. Otherwise, high-pressure system moves in, and we're going to see quiet weather, dry weather as we head into Friday, continuing into the holiday weekend. Temperatures not bad. It looks like we will see temperatures range in the 80s. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, mid 80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 63. As we head into Friday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid 80s. Friday night, mostly clear, lows at 61 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late June, 90. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 67, and the record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04. Showers moved across the region Tuesday afternoon. Wide-ranging amounts, anywhere from a couple of hundredths to a couple of inches. We settled in for about a half an inch Tuesday afternoon here at the KNDY Studios.
Is it a bird, a plane, or a meteor? Details on what's up on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 30th, the 181st day of the year. Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps is celebrating a birthday, and on this day in 1953, the first Corvette came off of the Chevrolet assembly line in Flint, Michigan. At the time, it sold for $3,250. Today is National Meteor Day. Millions of sky watchers will be hoping for a cloudless night in hopes of seeing a shooting star. Meteors occur daily in the atmosphere. Whether we can see them with the naked eye or not, their glow time is approximately 1 second, so if you blink, you might miss it. One of the most active meteor showers in the northern hemisphere is the Perseids. Your best bet to see a meteor shower, or any meteor for that matter, is to get as far away from the city lights as possible on a clear night. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Ashley Home Store, the number one selling furniture brand in North America, has a huge selection of name brand furniture and mattresses in stock. Take advantage of the free shipping to your door on all items over $299 within 100 miles and Ashley Direct pricing. Browse over 2,000 items on display in the showroom. Have it delivered or pick it up from the warehouse today. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Sapp Brothers reminds propane customers that now's the time to book your propane refills. Contract pricing available with scheduled delivery at your request. Call or reach out today. Sapp Brothers Petroleum, reminding propane customers now's the time to book your propane refills.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. J.D. Martinez drove in four runs, including two on a go-ahead double in the sixth, as the Boston Red Sox outlasted the slumping Kansas City Royals 7-6. The Red Sox had four homers each in their previous two games, but won their fifth straight despite not going deep once yesterday. Boston pitchers allowed three homers by the Royals for the second straight game, but Kansas City's skid continued with its seventh loss in a row. Game 3 of the series happens this evening. First pitch from Boston at 6:10. Speaking of the Royals, they're teaming up with Price Chopper and Blue KC to offer COVID-19 vaccine incentives. Today, anyone getting the COVID-19 vaccine at a local Price Chopper pharmacy during business hours or the KC Blue Gate at Kauffman Stadium between 3 and 8 p.m. will receive vouchers for two tickets to select 2021 regular season Royals games. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
News, your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. The Wichita Wind Surge battled until the final out but could not extend the game as they fell in Game 1 of the series against the Amarillo Sod Poodles last night, 4-3. Wichita will play Game 2 against the Amarillo Sod Poodles this evening. First pitch set for 7:05 from Amarillo. Some college athletes acting quickly to take advantage of new laws in several states.
It's being called a game changer for college athletes who, unlike the pros, have been prohibited in any way from profiting off their on-the-field prowess.
For the championship!
Very soon, you're going to have quarterbacks and point guards and pitchers making thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars for their name, image, and likeness rights.
Student athletes would be allowed to directly profit from their autographs, product endorsements, personal appearances, even social media posts without running afoul of NCAA rules.
That was CBS News correspondent Mola Lange reporting. I'm Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Routine vision care is an important part of your overall health right from birth. Blue River Eye Care in downtown Marysville is dedicated to your vision and keeping your eyes healthy. We offer comprehensive vision care from basic exams to medical care for ocular diseases, contact lens fittings for all eyes, have 24-hour emergency care, and offer free comprehensive exams from birth through age 5. Visit our website at blueRiverEyeCare.com, visit our Facebook page, or call the office for your appointment today. Blue River Eye Care. The difference is clear.
Get your hungry crew fed no matter what time it is. CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort have the snacks, drinks, and food your family loves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy, juicy Bird Shack fried chicken, and sandwiches and salads made to order. With two stores and delivery options in Marysville and a store in Frankfort, get your grub wherever you are. Call ahead, get it delivered, or just stop in now and satisfy your hunger at CJ Express.
The Easy Care Philodendron is still a good choice for new, busy, and even experienced gardeners. Find new ways to include the old and newer, often more colorful and uniquely shaped varieties in your home. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Display smaller leaf varieties in containers on tabletops, shelves, or hanging from the ceiling or wall bracket. Allow the leafy stems to spill over the pot, adding a bit of greenery wherever they wander. Or train these and larger leaf philodendron up a trellis, stake, or bark board. Fill several containers with big leaf philodendrons and place them together to create a warm welcome for visitors or a focal point. Let colorful varieties like pink princess and red leaf philodendron shine by placing them in front of a light-colored wall or indoor greenery. Keep them out of the reach of pets and children that like to nibble on your plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just Float, an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
Patrick Montgomery had the world's best hot dog, but he didn't have enough of them to sell to all those who wanted some. So what does a cattle producer who's making hot dogs do when they can't keep enough product on the shelf? His solution has gained him loyal customers for hot dogs, steaks, and more. And the story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the fall of 2019, the KC Cattle Company, which raises and sells Wagyu beef, had been identified by Food & Wine magazine as producing the world's best hot dog. Patrick Montgomery, a former Army Ranger, was using trimmings from processing those Wagyu cattle to make the Franks. But his sudden deluge of orders was far more than he could immediately provide.
Got on the phone with the processor at 11 o'clock at night. You know, ask how the heck he's going to make 10,000 hot dogs in the next month and a half.
Patrick was very honest, updating customers almost once a day, telling them they could cancel their order or perhaps wait a week or more for the great hot dogs.
People like that. They like the fact that this small company, one, they saw success, and then two, they're doing a really good job of just being honest with us. And if they asked for us to cancel their order, it wasn't any sales tactic. It was absolutely, we totally understand why you wouldn't want to wait 8 weeks for an order.
They are better able to meet the demand now for those hot dog orders and the steaks as well. Patrick says those hot dogs and brats do continue to garner quite a bit of attention.
The hot dog is 100% Wagyu. Our brat, we mix in some bacon ends to kind of make it a little more forgivable if you throw them on the grill, and those are delicious. I mean, you can't go wrong with bacon, Wagyu beef, and cheese, right?
As a former Army Ranger, Patrick appreciates those who have served in the military. Those skills are a perfect fit for those who work at the KC Cattle Company.
We're all veterans from different branches of the service. We've hired Air Force, Marines, Army guys, and Navy. It's definitely a lot of camaraderie and something we all seek after we get out of the military. It's the part we all miss the most.
Patrick raises his Wagyu herd just north of Kansas City in the hills near the Missouri River. He hopes he can continue to supply folks with great steaks, hot dogs, and much more as he grows his business. Traveling the countryside in Weston, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
It might be growing more than Brussels sprouts. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It's a bit shocking to see a black and yellow garden spider in its giant web, but be glad it's there as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Spiders of any kind give me the heebie-jeebies. And when I'm working in my garden and become face to web with a big black and yellow garden spider, I'm out of there. But once I get my wits about me, I welcome the creepy critter because it's doing me a great service. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says they're beneficial in the garden because their webs are large and capture a lot of prey in them.
Their prey can be a lot of the different kinds of pest insects that you don't want in your garden, or mosquitoes that are buzzing around, and then they run over and wrap them up in silk and gobble them down. So they're beneficial because they help to keep those populations of pests in check. They're natural pest control, and all they want is room and board.
Garden spiders spin their webs in sunny areas with tall vegetation. However, we don't see them until later in the season when spiderlings become adults. Larson says the females are the bright black and yellow spiders. The males are much smaller and less colorful. There is one mystery that scientists haven't agreed on. What's up with the white zigzag pattern in the center of the web?
There's a lot of theories. One of them is that it's there to protect and camouflage the spider so a predator might miss them. There's another theory that it helps to attract prey somehow, that zigzag brings in those pests that we're trying to get eaten. Another theory is that it warns birds about the web. The web is otherwise quite invisible, especially to a fast-flying bird, but they see that zigzag and perhaps they'll steer out of the way.
Although they look ferocious, garden spiders are quite shy and aren't poisonous to humans. However, if one decides to bite you, it'll feel like a bee sting. Learn more about garden spiders at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
many of us want to think about leaving this world. But since it happens to everybody, it's best to be prepared, spiritually and financially. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, one of the most loving things you can do for your family is create a will. It takes an enormous weight off your survivor's shoulders, but it makes it clear where your money and property will go after you've gone. But before you even start creating your will, ask God for direction. You could be making life-changing decisions, like who will take care of your children and who should receive the assets you've accumulated over the years. One of the best things about a will, it can give you some peace of mind, and it'll give you and your loved ones financial clarity about the future, no matter what happens to you. When you're prepared for the future, you can live a more grateful and meaningful life.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. The Beach Boys. Produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Alternative proteins offer potential opportunities for farmers, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers to be aware of pollinator movement. Allison Walston is with Valent USA.
Before using any neonic insecticide, be sure to follow the label recommendations, establish appropriate buffer zones, calibrate equipment, and avoid spraying flowering plants in or near the field. Working with beekeepers in the area is another way to help maximize products while minimizing any negative impacts to pollinators.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. Beverages made with soybeans, almonds, or oats, and alternative meats composed of plant ingredients fall into a category called plant-based foods. The popularity of these foods is growing, and a group called the Plant-Based Foods Association is promoting the trend as an opportunity for farmers. Carl Jorgensen is a consultant for the PBFA.
We believe that as the plant-based food category grows at retail, it will become a significant opportunity for U.S. agriculture. And now, with a method to calculate potential demand in terms of acres, the plant-based industry can build relationships with American farmers.
Jorgensen says most of the ingredients used in plant-based foods sold in the U.S. are now imported. But he adds the PBFA is recruiting food manufacturers to source those ingredients domestically.
Some farmers are very excited about this opportunity. Other farmers want to wait and see, but even right now, we have more than enough farmers wanting to work with plant-based food brands than we have brands who really are ready to get on board. So the rate of acceptance among farmers is actually surprisingly fast.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Mid-America Ag Network Harvest Update. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection. Order online 24/7 at AbilenMachine.com. Well, a big part of the winter wheat crop got harvested over the course of the last week, including that in Kansas. We get news on that from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
The U.S. winter wheat harvest reached the one-third mark during the week ending June 27th. That 33% number is behind the five-year average of 40%, also behind last year's 39%. But it is worth noting that many producers made tremendous progress in advance of heavy rainfall across the central and southern plains and the Midwest. Some of the most dramatic jumps occurred in Illinois, a jump from 12% harvested a week ago to 63% on June 27th, meaning that more than half of the crop was harvested in less than 7 days. Also a big jump in the number one production state, Kansas, from 13% harvested on June 20th to 41% harvested on June 27th. So obviously producers taking advantage a few dry days ahead of heavy Midwestern and Plains rainfall.
Of course, the rains have stalled harvest in central and south central and parts of eastern Kansas. A little farther west, the combines continue to roll where they can.
Although this week has been cool and damp, farmers have been cutting almost every day, but are pushing moisture limits. Elevator locations in Johnson and North are about 25% complete. Satanta Moscow location about two-thirds complete. Greensburg about half complete. And Cunningham, about 95% complete. In comparison, the Lydia location just got going on Monday.
That's Marcia Boswell with Kansas Wheat. The forecast says we may get a chance to dry out across much of Kansas by the time we hit the weekend. Harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you ready for your next new vehicle but think you're out of options? Well, think again. Rusty Egg Ford has a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now.
At Rusty Egg Ford, these certified vehicles offer the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty. Like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. These certified vehicles also come fully inspected and do not depreciate as much after driving off the lot, preserving the value of your car. You also receive 24/7 roadside assistance and travel interruption reimbursement. Now that's driving with total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
Rusty Egg Ford is here to make sure you have plenty of options. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales. Offers expire 7/31.
Farmers Cooperative offers something that's rare these days, a pension plan. Not only will you be with a supportive, caring team during your career, you'll have their support after you retire. Also, health benefits, 401k, and a chance to earn profit sharing. There are openings across the board. Grain, agronomy, precision ag, tires and lubricants, and more. Learn more at myfarmerscoop.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Latest cattle and feed report out late on Friday showed cattle and calves on feed for slaughter in the U.S. Feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.7 million head on June 1st. Inventory slightly above a year ago, the second highest June 1st inventory since 1996. Placements and feedlots in May, 1.91 million head, 7% below 2020. Net placements, 1.84 million head. Markings of head cattle for May totaled 1.87 million head, 23% above 2020. Nebraska feedlots, 2.44 million cattle on feed as of June 1. That is up 1%. Placements, 390,000 head, down 5%. Fed cattle marketings, 465,000 head, up 31% from a year ago. And the Kansas numbers, 2.52 million cattle on feed. Inventory up 4% from a year ago. Placements in May, 505,000 head, up 2%. Fed cattle markings for the month of May, 445,000 head, up 19% from a year ago. The Supreme Court could announce as soon as today whether it will consider a petition for the North American Meat Institute, a lawsuit challenging California's Prop 12, which would impose animal confinement standards on farms to sell products into the state. The court considered the petition in a conference Thursday, which usually means the Monday decision will follow, but the court also could extend the process by seeking the views of the Solicitor General, that is the Justice Department's lead litigator. The government backed NAMI in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, but has not weighed in at the Supreme Court. 20 states are backing the NAMI and the legislation. Other sides are Health Care Without Harm, the National Council for Occupational Safety, and the Consumer Federation of America, Food and Water Watch, and the Humane Society of the U.S. Meanwhile, court action continues in a series of cases challenging the Biden administration on debt forgiveness program for minority farmers. That's a check of Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
The internet lets you buy used equipment from your easy chair. Here are some tips for getting what you want from online auctions on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon. Let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices, practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
COVID shut everything down last March. All machinery and equipment auctions went virtual. It has become so successful, the vast majority of equipment sold at auctions will be done virtually from here on out. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming and says to always start with the internet to find what you're looking for, then peruse the auctions. Before the sale, contact the previous owner of the machinery you're interested in and ask for service records. When you're buying online and can't be there in person, find someone to go over the equipment, especially anything with an engine and transmission. If it's a big ticket item, you may want to hire a mechanic to look at it for you.
The sign of a good auction house is they want you to know everything about a machine, both the good and the bad. Reputable outlets will do that. They don't like to get a reputation of selling shoddy equipment. They'll also make arrangements to get a mechanic out there or somebody to inspect the machine, or you can even hire them to do it.
He says the online buying process has become effortless and secure.
You can bid from the comfort of your office or in a tractor cab planting corn this spring. So that's the other cool thing about it. You're not limited by taking the day off and going to an auction or driving 100 and some miles. You can be buying a tractor across the country and be able to do it with some surety.
Mowitz strongly advises knowing exactly what you're looking for, what your final price is, and stick to it. I'm Jody Henke. You'll learn more about buying used equipment by listening to my podcast with Dave at agriculture.com.
Celebrate the red, white, and blue and save some green on Valspar at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. From June 25th through July 4th, you'll get up to $60 back on your favorite Valspar paint during their 4th of July rebate event. Choose Valspar Pristine Interior Paint and save $12 per gallon during the July 4th event. Save on other great Valspar paint, too, during this time. Take advantage of rebate savings at Hometown Lumber and Hardware through July 4th. See the rebate URL in store for details.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat took a nice bounce after the USDA reports came out about 11 o'clock this morning. July, Kansas City wheat up 20 and three quarters at 639 and three quarters. September up 23 and a quarter at 650 and a quarter. The other two wheat markets came along for the ride higher as well. July corn up 36 and a half at 731. September up 39 at 598 and a quarter. Big move for corn. Soybeans really did well. July soybeans up 81 at 1440 and three quarters. August up 82 and a quarter at 1442. Big similar gains in all the back months as well. July soybean meal up 24.10 at 372.50. August up 24.90 at 375.30. Bean oil is higher. July is up 47 points at 64.62. August is up 106 at 63.22. So nice moves for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Cotton is struggling. July cotton down 129 at 85.20. Refocusing our attention to the livestock complex, mixed numbers there. June live cattle down a nickel at 122.50, but August up 45 at 122.37. The back months are all good. August feeders down 177 at 155.67. September feeders down 152 at 158.27. So we've got issues with the feeder cattle. Hogs are still on the upside. July hogs at 107.82. That's up 85. August hogs at 103.97. Up 35. All the back months are solid with hogs. So we'll call it mixed numbers in the livestock complex. Fat cattle mostly higher. Feeder cattle are lower and hogs are up. And the energies markets, August crude oil is up $1.02 at $74 a barrel. September's up 98 at $73.29. We're seeing plus signs currently with unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas as well. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
Lifetime Vision Center reminds listeners of the importance of eye safety while using or being near fireworks. Fireworks can cause catastrophic injuries to the eyes in a matter of seconds, so please be attentive to help prevent accidents. From your friends at Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn and Nebraska City, excellence in eye care.
Nationally renowned Hot Club of Cowtown will perform live for the Blue Rapids Sesquicentennial Celebration Sunday, July 4th, with a free jam session on the square 2:30 till 3:30 and a free show on the fairgrounds Sunday evening at 7:30. Join Hot Club of Cowtown live in Blue Rapids for the Sesquicentennial Celebration Sunday, July 4th.
It's all your fault. Well, it's all your fault if I'm not playing and having fun, and if I'm staying all by myself. Well, it's all your fault. 'Cause when you said that we were through, I tried to find somebody new, but I found out that wouldn't do, 'cause I'd rather be alone than with somebody new. It's all your fault. Well, my grandma, so my grandkids don't call you grandpa. I'll just tell them that it's all your fault.
Mm-hmm.
sleeping, I live on dreams instead of eating. I'm just a wreck and it's all your fault. Oh, well, it's all your fault if I'm not playing and having fun, and if I'm staying all by myself, well, it's all your fault. Cause when you said that we were through, I tried to find somebody new, but I found out that I wouldn't do, cause I'd rather be alone, not with somebody new, and it's all your fault. When I'm a grandma, if my grandkids don't call you grandpa, I'll just tell them that it's all your fault.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.